Let's talk a little bit about the transportation meeting today. What are some of the goals of the Illinois Soybean Association in organizing today's roundtable?
Well, the goals are to highlight some of the problems we see in the transportation arena and trying to get some action done. We've done a lot of studies on these issues and had a lot of analysis done, and we think it's time to actually get some work done out here. And we have a lot of issues that we have to, a lot of hurdles we have to overcome, such as funding issues that, that's one of the big problems we have, is that funding has been stagnant over the years. So our money doesn't go as far. It doesn't do as much as it used to do. So that's one of the things we're looking at here, and we're trying to bring awareness. And I think you're going to find that there's some creative thinking that's been going on, and we're actually making progress.
We saw word of pass, 6 years ago, 5 years ago, in that time frame, but we could never get it appropriated. So what makes it different this time around, and how do we in agriculture know how important the lock and dam system is? How do we get those in Washington that are spending the money and appropriating things for projects to realize how vital these are to our nation's economy?
Well, I think, fortunately or unfortunately, the drought we had this past year did bring awareness to the importance of our waterway system here in Illinois. And I think it did get the attention of some of the legislators out in Washington, D.C. I think it took us, 14 years to pass WRDA the first time. And like you said, it's been 6 or 7 years since it has passed, and we've never got any money appropriated to do any of the work. So I think we have to be a little more creative in how we're going to fund this. And that's one of the things that I think you're going to find today, that we've got some different things we are looking at, and there's been some legislation introduced in D.C. to try to stimulate this public-private partnership to find funding for our upgrades that we need.
Is that the key this time around, public-private partnership and not solely funded publicly?
Yeah, I don't think that, with the state of our country and the state of our state, that we have the finances to do it publicly alone. So we're going to have some private money that comes into this to be able to make the upgrades that we need to make to make our waterway system more efficient, and not only that, but our roads and bridges as well.
What are some of the things that are going to get brought up to focus on how we can get this and to find a way to make it happen?
Well, I think we're going to have different people making different presentations here. We're going to highlight some of the problems that the farmers see out here in the countryside that need to be addressed, and try to bring awareness to them. We're going to have somebody get up and speak on the different ways that we can possibly fund infrastructure in the future, because what we've done in the past is inefficient. So I think you're going to hear that. You're going to hear some of the highlights from the studies that we have done, and where we think we can have an impact. So it's digging a little deeper into these studies and highlighting some areas that we think we can make a positive contribution and actually get some work done out here.
Can you tell me maybe one of the biggest takeaways in the study that you've done so far?
Well, we've had multiple studies, so it's kind of hard to highlight. We've got we have deficient bridges that we really brought a lot of attention to here recently. But that's where I think we're going to have to get some private money in here to help fund and make repairs here. There's also, bond financing is an option to go along with this. So I think we may have to try to alter the road tax somewhat. I don't know how to do it. There's been a lot of different alternatives brought up, but it's nothing that the Illinois Soybean Association is really pushing out here. We're more pushing for the public-private partnerships, the bond financing, and that arena to go forward and get the work done.